with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The state of Minnesota has filed suit against the Trump administration.
Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison and the cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul are jointly suing the Trump administration over the influx of federal immigration agents taking over the Twin Cities. The lawsuit seeks to stop the unprecedented surge of more than 2,000 federal agents deployed by the Department of Homeland Security that has resulted in the killing of a 37-year-old mother and countless claims of civil rights abuses since the Department of Homeland Security forces began taking hold in Minnesota last year. Bill Alexander, Washington.
A federal judge has ordered the Trump administration to restore nearly $12 million in pediatrics funding. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The U.S. District Judge said evidence shows the Department of Health and Human Services likely had a retaliatory motive when it ended grants to the American Academy of Pediatrics. The $12 million in funding includes money for rural health care and the early identification of disabilities in young children. Judge Burl Howell wrote that this is a case about whether the federal government has exercised power in a manner designed to chill public health policy debate. HHS has denied allegations of retaliation. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The FBI says that an arson suspect admitted to targeting a historic Mississippi synagogue because it's a Jewish house of worship. Stephen Pittman was charged Monday with maliciously damaging or destroying a building by means of fire or an explosive. The weekend fire ripped through the Beth Israel congregation in Jackson shortly after 3 a.m. on Saturday. No congregants or firefighters were injured in the blaze. On Wall Street, the Dow by 86 points, the Nasdaq rose 62. This is SRN News. A new poll asks religious people about immigration.
It comes from the Public Religion Research Institute, and it reveals that white evangelical Protestants are the most supportive of President Trump's efforts to deport illegal aliens. Nearly two-thirds agree that people who are in this country illegally have no specific rights under the law, and 57% say all illegals should be deported even if they have no criminal record. White Catholics and mainline Protestants are also conservative on immigration. Michael Harrington reporting.
Spain's Catholic bishops have agreed to let the Spanish government have the final say in the church's compensation of victims of priest sex abuse who have died or whose crimes are too old to be prosecuted. The agreement, which envisages a one-year window for claims, marks a rare concession by the Catholic hierarchy. It's aimed at resolving disagreements between the left-wing government and church authorities over reparations. SRN News. A legendary boxer is being honored with a long-awaited stamp. Correspondent Marcela Sanchez reports.
The U.S. Postal Service is honoring Muhammad Ali with a commemorative postage stamp. The stamp features a 1974 Associated Press black and white photo of Ali in a boxing pose. The unveiling will take place in Louisville, Kentucky, Ali's birthplace and home to the Muhammad Ali Center. Because they're forever stamps, the first-class mail postage will always remain valid, what his wife Lonnie Ali calls an ultimate tribute. Ali was known as one of the greatest boxers and a candid figure on war, civil rights, and religion. He died in 2016 at the age of 74 after living with Parkinson's disease for more than three decades. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
More details available at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.